Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Need Cigar. Like, hope you're having a good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever you're going through in life today.
Twirly.
A little bit, but when aren't you early? Don't you also finish early a little bit? Or
it doesn't matter. I pull out. No.
And you put on a butt?
No. How
about you, Tweety? Do you have a good time? And
say hi to the people.
No, I'm just kidding. So earlier today, whatever day this is, whether it's Christmas or not, I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't know. Maybe Hanukkah, whatever week it is.
Kwanzaa.
Or Pride Month or Labor Day weekend or Memorial Day. The point is, no matter what day it is,
New Year's.
Tweety had brought up something that kind of made me want to reminisce in the past. And speaking of reminisce, remember when we made that song and we turned it to Regret? Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah. So
you wanna play it?
Hero had a poem. I kind of want to play it, but I don't know. I'm kind of scared. I like to write music and Hero like to write poems. So we were like, hey, let's just figure out how to do this together, right? We came to my room. We were in Kingsville, the birthplace of Regret. And he was like, oh, let's just do this song. So, like, I had,
probably
like...
there's a double meaning there.
Harry could bring in that song. I was kidding.
And also the song.
But, yeah, like, it ended up being, like, just... I was like, what's your style? What do you want it to be? And at first, we had, like, this whole, like, smooth, mellow vibe. And I'm like, nah. And then
put that trombone in there.
Yeah, and trombone. And then we had, like, that beat. And then we're, like, ska. Kind of like a ska feel to it. And then it ended up being like, you know, really good. I think it was one of the best songs that I have written in my life because Hero provided the lyrics and that was a different perspective. Like, it was nice to be a storyteller for a change. So, like, yeah.
From the
like
point of view of an old man.
Yeah. From peak prime 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But I really liked that song a lot. And I can't
remember it, honestly.
I can't really think of a different song that
take
was
take it away, Hero. 1, 2, 3, go.
You remember how it goes?
I'm just kidding.
The song?
Yeah. Yeah. That was us right there. But you're probably wondering, like, how did we get this whole, like, we want to do a kind of ska feel to it? Well, it was because, going back to reminiscing, we're talking about our days in a ska band. And it was a very, very good experience, and I kind of want to like talk about it a little bit. So let's go with one of the original founders, which is Hero. How did that go? Like, give us the timeline. Give us the whole shebang, shaboom, shaba.
Well, it kind of goes back to another band that was in high school with us.
Oh, it The was, Limit.
Yeah, right.
Failed project.
No, they were called the Hottest.
Don't look that up, man.
Hottest Soul of the Summer?
Yeah, and it was okay. Like, they were like slightly older than us. They were like maybe...
Were they in their peak? I was kidding.
They're in their late 50s?
They're like seniors and juniors, while we were like juniors and sophomores.
Okay.
The Carmageddon.
So when you were a sophomore.
1 year older?
When you were a sophomore.
Was I a sophomore?
Because I don't think we were in the picture yet. Or were we sophomores and he was a junior?
I don't remember. Okay, I thought I was a junior and y'all were sophomores.
I was...
I was in third grade.
I think it was going into junior year. My junior year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Omar was still there, and Omar was a senior.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I knew I was at least a junior.
So you were a junior, we were sophomores. You're right.
Well, anyways, they had their band. Well, yeah, because what's his name, Pablo, from the other band, he was a senior.
Yeah, okay.
So I was definitely a sophomore, and y'all were freshmen then. Okay. So that was around. I was a sophomore, and then they had a band. And then I guess Axel, our band leader, he was just like, I guess he wanted to do the same thing. And he was trying to recruit people and he was getting a few people here and there. And then he finally asked me like, hey, we're doing a ska band. I was like, what's ska? That's how I found that type of music. And then they asked me to join. And then we slowly started getting other people.
Yeah.
But it was just like as simple as that. Like, you want to be in a band. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun.
We're getting the band back together. No, I was kidding. Yeah.
Although we did, we had a different trombone, a second trombone player, because I was one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. And we had another drummer, which was funny because then y'all replaced both of them.
Yeah. Good times.
And that's how y'all came into the picture.
But Tootie was first, though.
Tootie was first because our drummer was, he was very busy and he just wasn't the best drummer out there.
You can say it.
He was good.
You can say it.
No.
You can shout him out.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, he had, him in this post. His skill set was elsewhere, I would say, as a percussionist.
Oh, like
not as in a full drum set.
I wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I get
well,
it.
I wouldn't know exactly his extent.
No, but like, skills, yeah, because when I was in music, failed a career. Yeah, there was multiple times where people were talented and like xylophone or whatever, and then the drums they kind of lacked, and vice versa. So yeah, I get it.
Then we came across Tweety and we asked him. I don't know who went up to you to ask you.
Yeah, who went up to you?
I think it was.
Who molested you?
No, I was kidding. Shit! Who groomed me?
I want to stop where he touched you.
Oh, shit.
I was kidding.
Yeah.
Why aren't you stopping? It was everywhere.
But then
I think it was Axel and I don't remember who else.
What made you say yes, though, like to join Carmageddon?
I think it started out like, hey, do you want to just like jam for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess y'all are testing me.
With Tweety, it was more respectful hall. Thing.
Respectful?
Yes.
What do you mean?
As in like replacing... Voldemar.
Why would I bring him out?
Wow.
I was kidding.
Basically, give out social security.
Replacing Pedro was a little more
rude.
Like, yeah, it was a little more rude. Like, it was just kind of like we'd rather not have you play,
mm-hmm.
like with us. It was looking back on it, it was kind of messed up. I feel bad about it.
Right. Because it was your fault.
Yeah. At the time, I didn't.
Oh, because you started it?
You didn't defend him, right?
I didn't defend him. Right, I should have, but I was closer to you as a friend. So when your name got brought up, I was like, yeah, like that's my friend. That's my buddy. So like,
wow. That's after he bullied me in middle school.
I'm tired of bullying
him. Oh, my goodness.
Different time, different story. But
yeah. I worked through my emotional issues, and yeah. I don't think I'm ready to make friends.
No, because with Tweety, it was like passing the baton. Like, yeah, dude, like you're better. Like, I don't have that much time for it anyways.
Cause right.
He was like in karate or something like that.
Cause like having a baby.
But with,
but like more violent.
Pedro really, really wanted to do it. Like he was really into it.
Yeah.
And
you know, shut him down.
We really did. Like we did the whole, here's a cake here. And he opens a cake and it's like,
surprise.
Yeah.
For real?
I mean, I don't think we actually did that.
Oh, I was going to say, damn. That was kind of like an asshole move.
No, I think that was like the whole.
The vibe.
Yeah, like the vibe of it. Like, that's how we're going to get rid of. And I mean, it was Axel the one that wanted to. He didn't want him. He still wanted him in the band. But
but
we were kind of like, well, he needs to, like, perform better. Like, he needs to play better.
Right. Like the trumpets.
And the trumpets. Right. We should have replaced the trumpets.
We should have done that multiple times, but whatever. Different time for different story.
No. Well, they weren't the greatest players either. But
the trumpets?
Yeah.
It's pointing it out there now.
But we only ended up replacing y'all two. Well, sorry. Y'all were the replacements.
For the other two.
Uh-huh, for the other two. Oh, actually, we did replace a trumpet player.
Who was the original trumpet player?
It was Eric. The tall Eric.
Oh, Gomez.
Oh, Gomez, yeah.
Oh, well, Ginger.
Yeah, and then that's when Chris came in.
Ginger.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, he had red hair.
Yeah, he was. See,
he was blonde.
Yeah. Y'all three. Yeah, I forgot that he was also. There was three of y'all then.
Yeah, three newbies.
Yeah, the whole band was nine people, and then three of them got replaced for three new people.
And so then Tweety came in, so it was four people that came in. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, when Tweety came in, it was.
No, I wasn't that fat back then.
Oh, Tweety was half the band. I'm just kidding.
Shit. And Hero was half the man he was.
Oh, he made up for me. No, yeah, that was like, I guess, a little brief history. I didn't.
No, that's good.
But putting their names out there. Like, but I ended up talking to Pedro about it, like our senior year.
And you had like a death note situation going on?
No, because, I mean, we were cool. We got a lot closer by our senior year. And
right.
We talked about
it's
it, and
he
was just like very understanding. He's like, "Nah, it's cool. Like, I understand bands mm-hmm. do that and this and that." And then I was like, at the time, I didn't really care, but like looking back on it, I feel bad. Like, I just didn't want to have any hard feelings about it or anything right. like that.
Like when you were in middle school,
He crossed your name off.
Yeah, he crossed. He erased. Your name. Yeah, we ended up being cool about it. Like, or he ended up being cool about it. Like, he understood, but he was also like, he would also write lyrics with Axel.
Lost Carmageddon Files.
Yeah, shit. He probably does have some like lost songs that never really.
Unless he used it for his new band.
Carmageddon with 2 G's instead of 1 D. I mean, no.
Like,
nah, that was the joke, shit. Dude. Oh my god, get out,
man. With the correct spelling.
But yeah, that's yeah.
I forgot about Eric.
Yeah, Eric was legit one like, performance.
Yeah, a couple times.
I think he only did one performance, and he did the cover of Superman.
Oh.
When we played Superman, he would sing instead of Axel.
Was it good? Was he good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Interesting.
Nothing.
But he was like out of high school already?
No,
he was a senior.
He was a senior too?
He was a senior.
He was a senior.
He was the oldest of the group.
Him and Omar.
How do I know that? And I was right after you.
Oh, shit.
Him and Omar. Yeah, because if you look back to our page, you can see our first performance ever.
He's on there. Yeah.
He's on. It's Pedro. You. Pedro's on there instead of you. Baldemar's in there instead of Tweety. And Eric is there instead of Chris.
Thanks for the invite, by the way. We didn't even go.
Well, we didn't really know about that. I mean, I don't think, because we were still like becoming friends, as in close friends.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And so I think Hiro.
Well, because.
Compared to now, he wouldn't have told us like, about but the
was,
band.
Was he only being our friend so he can join his band?
Well, you're my friend being in the podcast.
No,
nope.
I mean, I was more of his friend than your friend because we're in the same section.
Yeah, me and Hiro were closer earlier than you and Hiro were.
But we became...
Like the whole plan was...
I always go back to that night where I slept over the first time.
Hey, oh.
Our Carmageddon performance.
What happened to your confession? There's a reason why Axel was sore that night. I was kidding.
Oh, shit. No, that performance that we did at your house, at Oscar's house.
Where someone had sex in my backyard.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Fucking nasty.
Oh, man.
Shout out to
you know, I'm all for people being in love and being a couple, but don't fuck in someone's backyard. Like, especially when I walk outside, there's a condom on the floor.
On a wooden bench.
Bench that's crackling and almost tearing down. And anyway, sorry. Continue here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always call like that the origin of our little trio.
I was going to say the orgy.
The orgy of our trio. My preference would have been three other guys, not two other guys. But I'm just kidding.
I thought you were talking about the sense of the bench. I was like, oh.
No, okay. I'm kidding. No, that night, to me, that was the origin of our trio because that's when we slept over.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like I was like.
That's when it was decided I had to share Oscar.
Yeah, like I felt like I was being included by like, hey, you know. I mean, it was like, y'all didn't say this, but it was just
kind of sympathy.
Like, hey, I want y'all to be my friend too, so. Yeah. You know, and then you know we slept over and whatnot.
And there was a lot of
hot Cheetos.
It was fun though. It was
with yogurt.
Hey, hot Cheetos Hiro just drank chamoy straight from the bottle.
But then, like, so anyway, so we have that whole origin of the Carmageddon, and then Tweety. Sorry. Like, how did you feel when you first started being there? Up until before I joined, like, how was your experience with Carmageddon?
I don't think it was even that many performances, right? One or two, maybe.
Yeah, because I do know
like
that...
Like, without Oscar.
Because I know...
Oh, yeah.
I saw y'all for the first time at Cheskini's party.
Yeah.
That was my first concert from y'all that I went to, basically.
But you sang with us that day.
No, not Cheskini's party.
Yes,
I was doing karaoke.
No, but you sang with us. You sang the CeeLo Green song.
No, that was at the party. The Miss Elliott's party.
No.
Yeah, I remember. Because... And I'll tell you why I remember. Because... I didn't think about singing and writing music
until
after that concert because, well, I'll get to that later. I'll get to that part later. But yeah, you go.
So yeah.
Anyways,
it was almost like enough yapping. It was almost like a drug deal. So I was just chilling in the band hall, and they're like, "Hey, kid.
Hey, little boy, want some candy?
You want to try some scotch?" I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
Oh, that's some good stuff right there.
No, I just remember them. I know it was Axel for sure, because obviously he was.
Wait, which Axel? Oh, fuck.
Which Axel?
Axel.
And that was just because we would, like, every now and then when there wasn't somebody to get mad at us, we'd play on the drum set.
Oh.
In the morning. Remember, yeah, they would used to yell at us, though, sometimes.
They were like, hey.
March. Oh, shit.
Well, anyways, yeah, and then.
Anyways. And I think they just, like, gave me a few songs to listen to, like, just to see if I could play them. Stuff like that. And I think it was the, what's so funny?
Nothing. Sorry.
Okay.
You may continue.
Anyways, it was like the ones that we would cover without
Superman and everything.
Since. Yeah. And so that was it. I mean, we just did a couple of jam sessions and then we would just have fun with it in the band hall, playing with each other's like thingies.
Damn.
And we play the instruments too.
Why are you laughing over there?
It's because, like, when I looked at his face, he was like, you know, his eyes were like weird twitchy movements. I was like, try not to laugh.
Anyways. Oh.
What?
We jinxed each other. Or we,
Nevada. I'm just kidding.
Stop. But did you like it? Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was just, like, super awkward because, like you said, I didn't know Hero that well at that point.
Yeah.
So I was just like surrounded by all these people that I don't really know that well.
I don't.
Sorry.
But, oh, wait. I don't know if Chris was in there yet.
No, he was there after Ginger. Me.
After you? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Stop calling him Chris. It's weird. Like,
that's just, I just don't like calling people by their old nicknames.
We still call you Hero. You still call me Tweety. You still call Oscar.
Because you're in my friend group.
Well, Oscar isn't even my nickname. It's my name.
It's your nickname.
Oscar's not even my name.
It's
oh shit.
Was that you?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, I heard that too.
That's one of the comments we thought that was. I'm kidding.
So yeah, it was a little weird, but sorry, just for that reason, because like I didn't know anybody at that point.
I don't remember talking to you.
I remember, yeah, you're a bitch. I remember I was sad that like I wanted to hang out with y'all, but y'all were like having rehearsal with Carmageddon.
Sorry, we're busy trying to make a history.
Yeah, I remember that, but I was like, okay. And then, what was it? So yeah, Cheskinny's party. Whenever I remember you sang a song to push someone back in the day.
No, that was an accident.
It was an accident, but hey, it sounded great, by
but
the way.
But you sang that night.
I didn't. I promise
you. Yes, you did.
No, I promise you.
I think it was just karaoke. Something like
I was doing karaoke with Cheskinny, and we were doing My Heart Will Go On by...
I could have sworn you sang Nada Ray. CeeLo Green with us.
No, that was Miss Elliot's party. Because...
When it wasn't even us. It was just like Axel, Tweety, and Eric.
Yeah.
And then y'all the other Eric, I forgot we had two Erics.
Yeah, Eric Pena,
the bassist.
Now that guy was talented.
Oh my goodness, yes, he. I remember him.
10 out of 10, recommend him.
I remember him just picking up the bass and like, oh, I never played this.
Yeah,
and then like legit, like a week later, he's like doing the slap one.
Yeah,
he's like playing Seinfeld.
I was like, didn't you just pick this up last week?
And he's
like,
yeah.
And then Hero. Been playing for like 5 years.
But anyway,
dude, I suck, bro.
You did not suck.
I was terrible.
You just needed. You know, like how like people, no, like you were a green banana, and I was waiting for you to turn yellow so we could eat you up. You know, that kind of thing.
No,
you weren't fully nourished. You weren't fully grown.
I think it's because I didn't practice.
A lot of that could be it.
That may be a problem.
You look like a doctor who say that. Yeah, you're overweight a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, maybe you should put down the fucking munchies.
Jeez, what are you talking about? Don't make that face.
I know you said only one slice of cake, but you ate the whole cake.
Don't like roll their eyes up. Man,
we should have had fucking practice cards.
Yeah,
with our like Mr. Venti, yeah.
But anyway, the reason why I said I wasn't singing. Oh, my voice cracked.
There you got emotional. Yeah.
The way was it?
Sorry, I was lying. I was kidding.
I wasn't like, singing.
Do a Christina Aguilera riff.
Yeah. No, okay, no, but because that night, I remember... he was still dating what's her name?
Yes.
Okay, anyways, we'll call her Booger. And
because he picked her?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, so he was dating Booger at the time and it was after the concert. So
it wasn't at the time. This was
yes, because we were walking around the
neighborhood. You're talking about number two? Yeah, no.
Booger number two.
The one that you dated near my birthday, you asshole. Anyways.
Yes, I'm talking about number two.
Yeah, me too. You sent a song to her that night at Justin's party.
Yeah, but we weren't dating at that point.
Okay, well, you this liked was her. Like, okay, but you liked her. Anyways, this, was this is like not way. Even like, not even like
she already had broken relevant. Up with me.
Anyways, so.
Oh my God. That, you fucking bitch, don't meet me again.
No, but like, so we were walking. I was low key like third wheeling because they weren't dating yet, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I said, man, like, that's so cool. Y'all are in, like, you're in a band. And then I was like,
yeah, I was pretty fucking cool.
And then I was like, and then I was like, oh, like, we should make a little trio because yeah. Booger was going to sing because she was a girl, obviously. And I've always wanted a female singer to sing my songs.
Well, she was also like kind of like one of the better singers that we knew. Yeah. So
I mean, well, besides Chesconi because she was, oh, yeah. She was really she good. Like, Chesconi was like 10 out of 10.
But we could never convince that.
Yeah. At the time, like, she was the best singer that we knew, and so Booger was second choice. But anyway, so yeah, I always wanted a girl to sing my songs.
Honestly, I'm still unclear on who Booger is.
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you at the end of the episode.
Yeah, but, okay. Yeah.
Wait, you don't even remember who I sang that song to?
It's because there's three girls that I'm thinking of.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's none of those.
I was a sophomore, yo.
Think about what that. Grade, what level was she in?
She was, like, tall. The tallest girl that he dated.
Okay. Thank you.
I was a little bit shorter.
But anyway,
for a little bit.
So then we were like, oh, we should make a little group.
I did.
And then I was like, oh, we should do like the limit, right? Because we saw a speed limit sign. So we're like, oh, it should be called the limit. And then so I started.
No, there was another one. And it was taken like some obscure band. And it was like, oh, well, we can't use that.
So, but anyway, so then that's how like I got into like my little intro to music. And then finally y'all got to me. Yeah. Y'all were like, hey, Oscar, do you want to be in a band? And at first I was sad because I was like, oh, I wanted to do my own thing with y'all. But then I was like, nah, I might as well. I mean, hey, we're making music together. Why not? And so, yeah. And then that's how I got in the band. And I remember like all the, man, it was so cool because all the parts that we write together for trombone.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Like the way we harmonize and then like that little solo. Nah, man, I'm like top peak right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of miss it. I think Hiro and Tweety can agree with me that we were, it wasn't the right time to do it because one, we were in high school and a lot of the venues that we wanted to perform at were like bars and clubs, lounges. And so it was very hard to.
It was hard to move around. That was
yeah,
because
none of us drove.
We had to rely on parents.
Yeah.
We had no money.
No money, no cars, no license. Oh, no, Hiro, did you have a car yet? No, right? At that time?
No.
Yeah, so everything was. It, like I said, it wasn't the right time for us to be doing it. And I think,
I wouldn't say the wrong time.
I'd say the wrong time. It wasn't the right time. I was kidding. I was stupid now.
Because, I mean, a lot of people start out young. Like,
yeah.
There's several people.
There was
that,
just no commitment after.
There was no
it
commitment.
Because it started and ended in high school. There was nothing after high school.
But we won a talent show, though. That was pretty cool.
That was
that
really
was our.
Cool.
Well, some people
that was our like peak. We're the only original group there.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for us to win first place. Like,
and it was the first talent show ever.
I remember the girl. Tonight will be the night.
Because tonight will be.
Because tonight will be night, day for you. There's this girl talent show. She would sing the song and she would be so off the whole time and she never fucking caught it. I'm like, how can you
see that? We had practices too.
Yeah. And I was like, what the heck? And then I tried doing it on purpose, singing it like that. And there's no
it's
way.
Hard. You would keep going on beat.
She was like a whole, like entire
like
line.
A whole measure. Like, oh yeah. Like she was
a whole line whole, behind.
The whole song. Yeah, maybe that was her talent. We didn't even know.
Oh shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Look what I can do. Yeah.
She should have won then.
But she was really good at that. I don't know her name. So good thing I don't. I would have called her right now.
I don't think I met her.
That talent show, though, we couldn't perform with everyone because...
That weren't in high school.
People weren't, huh?
Yeah, that was when we were already
Omar
junior.
Was out.
Omar and...
Juan was out.
Yeah.
And Juan.
So it was just us three, Ginger, Axel, and Eric.
And Julio.
Porky.
Porky, yeah.
Oh, Porky.
There were seven of us.
Man, Porky and saxophone, though?
Y'all made some... Oh, you and Juan. You and Porky, man. Y'all were our best horn players.
And also instruments.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't say I was the best, but I guess
y'all were the better
out of
half.
The brass.
There were
Oscar was the best, yeah.
Obviously.
No, Ginger was pretty. No, Ginger and Omar are pretty good.
Like, Ginger had his moments.
Yeah. No, Ginger was a good player.
They were both good players.
Yeah, I just think there are like bad moments, like where I don't know. Because I know
Ginger's go to the clip.
No, I know Ginger was a good player. I mean, he had the range and everything, and obviously he was like first chair. He was like a section leader at some point, drum major. You know, he was really good. Omar was good too. Like, he knew his stuff. He was very knowledgeable. It's just
we never wrote anything down either.
The times that we recorded
a lot of the freestyle thing,
which is freestyle,
good at, because I wasn't good at it either.
Yeah, I will admit,
not even the freestyle parts is like the parts that we
worked on to learn
that we wrote. Yeah, and then people would forget them, so we had to like kind of rewrite because them every time.
The parts that sounded bad, you could tell like we didn't
it's because people memorize didn't remember the part, what they're supposed to.
But
be
they're
playing.
Trying to figure it out, and then it was coming off all like.
Also, I think it's just we didn't practice correctly.
Yeah, we did run throughs. Now
we did run throughs.
We didn't even like, because hey, from here to here, let's do this. From here to here, let's do that.
I always remember what Axel's dad told us.
When the going gets tough, tough gets going.
No.
Okay.
He said, pick a song.
So believe in yourself.
Write a song and play it 100 times.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Play it 100 times. And I was like, that's a good idea. And Axel was like, nah, we got to learn all these songs. Cause he wanted to like, boom, boom, boom. Let's go to all these shows. Let's go perform all these shows.
Yeah.
And he wanted to catch up to
the Hottest
Sale.
Which was, but I Hottest Sale was the best group of players that our high school had.
Yeah. Much.
And that's
his they had the other Oscar.
But they had the beast mode. So I think Axel's problem was he was trying to make us like them and we weren't.
Yeah.
And what we should have been doing was creating our own sound, making it our own skill level.
Yeah.
Because you can still have simple songs that sound great. We don't have to be
because our best players
like
were.
I don't know who I pointed to, but hey, they're over there.
Our best players were.
We had four
Eric
really good
and
players.
Tweety, like musically overall, like they could just jam out by themselves and have some badass thing, and then throw in some horns.
Yeah.
Some bad singing.
We have potential.
Boom.
That we was another thing too. Like, we didn't have a like.
That's,
a set
yeah, nobody
singer.
Wanted to step up to sing
I tried
Axel songs,
once, but I didn't work.
So he had to do it himself.
There's no and way. And he kind of struggled with playing and singing. At
yeah.
The same time.
Come on, let's take it.
I didn't think he was that bad, but then again, I feel like
I think if he could like focus on either or, like he was good, but it was doing them both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Because it's hard. Because even like when I do,
shit, I cannot like sing and do anything else like at all.
Yeah, because like when I do piano and singing,
hell
it's,
no,
I have to like what I different story. But anyways, it's hard to play and sing at the same time. Like me and trombone, I couldn't do both. Mm-hmm. I mean, what the? I was getting
out. He did good though.
Oh, wait a minute.
He did good on doing both, and
yeah,
what suffered was the. He didn't sound the prettiest or the most.
The masculinity?
Yeah, he just.
But I will tell you.
It wasn't like the best.
His lyrics, though.
Yeah, I know. He was amazing at writing.
We
lyrics.
Had. That was our problem. We had many good things, and we couldn't get it together. That was the problem.
You go back and read all his lyrics, you're like, these are really good. Like, simple and just about love and heartbreak and just stuff.
I think he was ahead of his time, lyric-wise.
I'm so glad he got into another band, him and Eric, too.
The Hottest Sale, too. No, I was kidding. 2.0. But
Eric got...
Eric, yeah, he was a bass player for another band.
Yeah,
for a little while.
For
I don't
Real
know,
Big Fish. No, I was kidding.
I don't know how long.
He fucking surpassed this.
I ran into him a few years after high school.
Why would you do that?
Stop.
We're at a restaurant. I can't remember the restaurant, but
I hope. I was kidding. Oh, on the restaurant with the stop.
Just like Eric, is that you?
Like with the bright light behind.
He like.
He rolls underneath the stall door.
Oh my god.
But he was like, I'm a part of another band, this and that, and it was funny because Axel was the bass player for his other band too.
Oh wow.
What is it called? The Smile Bunches or something?
Yeah, the Smile Bunch. Yeah. The Brady Bunch, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. And he's the bass player for that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm like pretty sure he writes some of their songs too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he had good lyrics overall.
And they were in college, so.
Yeah, they were much better.
Well, I was in college and I had.
There was a bigger, like, what'd you say, like a pool of talent?
Oh, yeah.
Like going to.
Well,
Texas
he went
A&M,
to well, UT. Texas, UT.
UT.
Yeah, and it's a good school. So for musicians, so I mean, they had to be good, you know, because I know like Kingsville, like Temuk was like a branch off to UT because everybody would go to UT because that was just the way to go. Well, you know.
And then Kingsville was the second pick.
Yeah. No, like you would like it was your, no, it was like your you get your bachelor's there and then you go for your master's, your doctorate's over there. and stuff like that. That was the school to upgrade, basically.
Gotcha.
I'm the upgrade. But yeah. And then it was fun. We went to, like I said, went to different clubs, different lounges, different bars, and
a lot of them are closed now, though.
Yeah.
That's so sad. Especially Fitzgerald.
Yeah. That was like my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
But Hero has a special guest. Axel? No, I was kidding.
Oh, shit.
No, I was kidding.
The whole band?
It's a reunion episode. No, but no. He has a surprise for y'all listeners. And he's going to go ahead and play some tunes from Carmageddon.
I want to still talk about like our favorite shows.
This is why you're out of the podcast. No, I was kidding you.
So we should have said it earlier.
No, hey, we also got to talk about our breakup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you want... Let's just do like one song, like, and then we'll go off of like our concerts. And that'd be kind of cool. Like, no, or...
You just crash and break.
Yeah, we'll do a timeline.
Play a song and then...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this is going to be Hero taking
over. I wish we had more recordings.
And better recordings.
Yeah, they're not the best recordings.
I got a simple solution to our problem.
What was it? What was everybody's favorite song?
Mine is Smiles.
Okay, for me, honestly, like, honestly, honest to God, right? I think if there was no cracks, no mess ups, equalizing everything, I think our sound would have been like our biggest hit ever. Like, and I don't know. I love our sound. Like, and then
the only problem with that. With that song for me was, it was long.
It was very long. That's what I loved about it.
Oh, yeah? What about Bohemian Rhapsody?
I don't like Bohemian Rhapsody. Only like the ending part.
Now we're getting canceled for sure.
All right. You know what? Take that back right
now. I hate like the whole first half.
Take it back right now. Take it back.
I don't like the style switch.
You know what? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I like the second.
No, just stop talking.
The second style.
Hero, please.
Okay, what what song do you want me to play?
Well, all right, what was our best recording? Don't even ask me what my favorite song.
No. What's your favorite song?
I thought you said it was our song.
I don't
it was long.
I was kidding. Just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
No, forget. Fuck.
My Burden, Smiles, Boats,
Frozen.
My Burden was really. Oh my God, My Burden. The solos on that one. I would say what was it again? My Burden is probably like my favorite song
Smiles.
That we wrote. But in terms of me playing, I think it was Boats.
Boats.
Well, I have Boats, My Burden, Our Sound, and Smiles. Those are the only songs that I have.
Play all of them.
No, I'll play Smiles. That was our best recorded Smiles. One. Yeah. Okay.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
No, I sound like stupid in the background.
He does sound stupid in the mic.
And I couldn't even hear myself because I wasn't even playing directly into the mic because I didn't know we were being recorded.
All right.
As when I was playing the horn, not the... Okay, here it goes.
Woo! Song's called Smiles.
What did that guy say?
Yeah, so on there you might hear it on one side, but that's just how it was recorded. You can tell by the wavelengths on there.
Oh yeah.
Sound one sided, but that's the gist of it right there of Smiles. I liked it. I liked the upbeatness of it, you know, the lyrics. I can't get over the lyrics though. But like, I mean, a lot of the times it's just, you know, like Hero's dad.
Oh, what the fuck?
With Axel's dad, it was just 100 times.
Yeah, I think we should have listened to his advice and like practice one song. Like every session should have just been that one song. Let's perfect it.
Or at least two, you know?
One two or max. Two, yeah. Two or but like we just did run-throughs.
I mean, like five. No, I was kidding. Just do run-throughs.
Yeah, we're like mostly practicing for the next show.
Yeah.
Not really practicing our
skill sets.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But
and our covers too.
Where was this at? This was at the
Blues
Lounge. I'm just kidding.
No.
The Jet Lounge? No.
It wasn't the jet lounge.
The
Swan?
No.
No.
That was whenever we were crumbling.
Our last shit. Performance.
There's only like four of us.
We broke up as a band. We lost, what, three members? Four members?
Yeah, we lost four and members.
And we had one last performance with the five remaining members, and that's it.
With one member, like, leaving right before the
Yeah, that was a...
Was Oscar, wasn't it?
He didn't perform. It was just five people.
No, I didn't perform that was performance.
It was... Well, because the only horn players were me and Omar.
Oh, Porky. Porky left.
Porky left, too.
Porky left. The last savior.
Porky, Juan, Oscar.
Well, Juan went off to college.
And Ginger, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, really part of the whole disintegration. He just, had to leave now.
Yeah. But before we get to that part, what was your favorite performance at our bars or clubs or...
It was Fitzgerald's upstairs.
Fitzgerald's.
Upstairs.
It was amazing.
We did.
We did both though, didn't we? Three. Downstairs and upstairs.
We did three shows at Fitzgerald.
I think so.
Yeah, the first.
It was one before Oscar.
That was downstairs. Yeah. And then with me downstairs, and then with me again upstairs. We finally went up the stairs.
We made our way up.
It was really amazing. And then it closed. So many people.
Yeah.
Just listening to us, and they were like cheering so loud just because we were playing ska in general.
Yeah. It was fun.
And I did my infamous drumstick flip.
Oh, yeah.
And I pulled it off and I didn't embarrass myself.
Well, that's what you think. It's all like you're crumbling down and falling
just
over.
Just fucking imagine the whole thing.
You were in a coma, I didn't tell you. But yeah, that was a good place. Fitzgerald was awesome. I remember my outfit. I had my jeans.
Is that the one that's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I had my...
Is it?
No. That's the downstairs.
Oh, that's downstairs. Okay.
I had my...
Somebody has the footage. Of upstairs.
It was Axel's dad has it.
I thought it was Julio's parents.
Oh, we didn't talk about either. We just never got them. Our female guest singers.
Oh, yeah, right. We did.
It was Aixa and it was Araceli.
Araceli, yeah.
She has a girlfriend now.
She has a girlfriend now, yeah. She has a girlfriend. And when they weren't available, I sang the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, you're like... You can never remember daddy. But yeah, I remember... Okay, right now, NG time. Who was better, Aixa or Araceli?
Aixa?
Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit biased there, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit biased there.
That was one of the three I was thinking earlier.
Oh, yeah.
No, she wasn't there.
That wasn't that time. She was like way after.
I just couldn't remember.
No. For me, okay, so.
Oh, we also did the Save Ferris.
Oh, yeah.
Cover. That was also another option, though. We didn't finish it, though. Red Balloons.
Oh, yeah. We did a little thing.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Yeah.
Oh, hey, yo.
But that was also a cover.
I barely even know
I didn't even know that until like way later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Aixa sang She Has a Girlfriend Now better. And I think Araceli.
But we didn't do the other ones with her.
She sang it. Well, not like in the perform, but she sang it.
I remember. Hardy went to the house party.
Miss Elliott.
Oh, that was Miss Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Miss Elliott's house.
Oh, what's the one with the pool then? I thought that was Miss Elliott.
Oh, that was Miss Knight. That was for y'all.
I'm talking about the costume party with the old lady with the skirt.
That was
Were you there in that one?
That was Miss Elliott's.
That was Miss
Elliott's. Yeah, that was Miss Elliott's.
There was a costume party and there was an old lady walking around with a short dress.
That was Miss Elliott. The pool party was Miss Knight. Then the Halloween party was...
It was because it was y'all's, like...
It was like the senior guys or senior men. And Miss Knight was one of y'all's leaders. Yeah. And she's like, you should perform a house. You should like So yeah.
It wasn't like that, but
close enough. But I like going to their houses.
She was like one of my favorite teachers.
Miss Knight or Miss Elliott?
Miss Knight. Well,
I never had her.
I like Miss Elliott.
I never had her.
You had it for history.
Yeah, Miss Elliott was cool too, though. She was like the...
Yeah, she was cool. I didn't know her on that personal level like I did Miss Knight.
Like Miss Touch.
Oh, yeah, Miss Touch.
MVP and Miss Touch. What's her name now? Mrs. Dossat?
What the fuck?
Damn, you got married, bro?
Before J Money, dude, how embarrassing you.
I didn't even know about it.
I'm not right.
You have a wife, but you don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, you're in a coma. I was kidding.
Oh, yeah. This was when I hit the coma. I got hit by a school bus.
Yeah.
But yeah, that house party performance was, because it was in a house, it was kind of whack.
But believe it or not,
another one of our songs.
Oh, we're coming again. Me and you, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That one I want a recording of. God damn it. That was
Seven Nation Army.
Dude. That one was, I forgot about WAC. I remember that was one of the songs that whenever I was there, I worked on it. And I was like, you're like, what if we just harmonize? You know, like, instead of being unison. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then you're at the part.
Because was always like, off key anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I remember that was like, that was the introduction to harmonizing in general with Carmageddon. I'm not saying that I was the founder of harmonizing because it's a common thing. But whenever I would like harmonize with Porky, with the trumpets, with Hero, even with Axel's voice, you can hear it in our sound. He's like, dance so we can watch. And then we'll down, you know, so. Man, you know what? Yeah, I'll play my solo. You need to look for that because that was like my
play. The boats one?
No, my no, not that one. That's oh, the, right. That was my mess up one. It's so weird. Cause, and I tell you why. Like, how I know I didn't finish school, right? But like the talent that I've grown, like, boats is easy now. You know, like, whack is easy now. Like, all these songs are easy when I hear them. That's what I'm saying. Like, skill wise, it was the wrong time. We weren't, well, for us, because we weren't all.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, you should play my solo so they can hear it because I really like my. That's like my proudest moment of Carmageddon.
See how you guys take it.
Let's see how guys.
Where, how far do I skip ahead?
I know where to go. Oh. It's in my diary.
Shadows are our reality, and we've never known any better, so it must be all there is. The chosen few who see the light, they connect, they close their eyes, we listen to them, they go live, these fairy tales can save our lives. When shadows speak up, we're back, we can see these friends of ours, we'll break them down.
You, the same
guys. Oh, they're hearing me out. I'm a big ass.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it's getting right here, I think. Like this part is so mellow, like I love it. Oh my god, I love it. Hootie. Oh, I didn't hear it.
Not yet.
Oh, later? Alright, it's time.
We've read about the textbooks, so bombard you with your spells. We will not be enslaved. Get ready, because our sound will rise up and shake up.
And that Porky dude, I'm freaking bad.
Children dance to the beat of our sound. And so we watch it.
So
that hey, we like, I was gonna say, I have to do my solo.
Oh, you wanna do your solo? I keep playing.
Everybody gets a solo.
Children dance to the beat of our sound. And so we watch your children dance to the beat of our sound.
But you were doing a
children dance.
The other one from what's it?
Oh, this one.
Real Big Fish.
Beer? No.
You always sing that.
Trendy.
Oh, this recording wasn't that good, but they have to break down. I think one time I missed the symbol, or it got loose or some shit like that, so I had to like hit it. Hit the angle. But this is where the drums pick up.
There's no way you'll break us down. These bars won't hold. Can't stop.
I was like, but, that's a good one. I was like, yeah, it's really good. But yeah, I freaking love that solo. Like, it was so simple, but that's what I'm talking about. Simple gets the job done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just, I love it. Oh my God, I love it. It was in
boats. You want to do boats?
Skip the intro, please. I don't
know. Oh my god.
I don't talk about that. No, skip it, please. No. I don't like that. No.
Oh shit, I think that was.
Yeah. Oh
shit. Porky going down. I originally wanted to get my solo.
Oh shit.
I want to get this solo later, buddy.
Well, maybe it's a lot. Why are you past it?
That's why I hear it. Just right here. So simple, so nice. And
that Eric comes in on this.
And Trump's come in and ruin it. So I would cut off right now, please.
Yeah, I'm just gonna come in. Okay.
That was good. So yeah, that was we had great moments. We had great moments, and then we had lots of bad moments. But I mean, as you can tell, like there were a lot of like cracked notes and all this stuff, and so oh my god, but people like Ted Mooker like
this was also like because we couldn't go. This recording was like right off the show.
Oh, right.
So that's like, one thing I didn't know either, because I wasn't playing into the mic.
Yeah. So we didn't hear her at all. Mm-hmm. Like here was the mic, and then
here was her like that because you couldn't even hear me.
So yeah,
I had my horn behind the mic because I didn't know it was recording.
Yeah, but like I agree with Trudy. Like we never had the chance to like sit down and legit like, record.
Perfect.
I prefer. I feel like if we had that chance, we would have had like great recordings
right now.
Huh? Right back. I think watch your phone.
Just that one. You just play all those.
I mean, yeah, you could play everything now, pretty much.
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably have to bring in Julio and stuff.
Yeah, I mean it's easy. Play again. Not kidding. My solo again.
My burden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can have Porky Shine.
Porky.
Oh, I love this song so much. My
burden. What's it called? I was kidding.
I think he said My Burden. And that woo, that lady flashed.
I know. Yeah. She flashed her titties at Teenagers.
The jump.
There's nobody that could help me to forget. Time keeps going with no sign of forgiveness.
Yeah, so that was My Burden. If you want to hear these songs, we'll put the link below on our little description. If you can handle it,
yeah. I was gonna say, keep the volume down.
Keep the volume down. Make sure you have one headphone in. I think it's the right one that works. Yeah. So during this episode, if you're hearing the recording, you're gonna hear it off. It'll be to one side. But
wait, what's this?
Sorry, that's my solo. I was kidding.
That's a Samsung ringtone. I was like, why is it on there?
My side project phone.
But yeah, and then from there, it went downhill. Like Hiro mentioned before, like the group kind of like
disbanded. I don't even remember why we got upset with each other, but we did.
There was at one point we got mad at each other because we didn't like the, how do I say this? Like we weren't in sync, like people, and then like loading the car, who's driving, who's this and that. A lot of people were just getting frustrated with like how we were doing with the shows. From my point of view,
it was also availability too.
Yeah. We all couldn't do. I know Axel wanted to do shows that we couldn't just do.
People were aging out, and it was like, not all of us could do everything.
Yeah. And then, what's it called? It just. I remember talking to Axel too. At this point, this is where I wanted to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And I told Axel, I was like, well, the first time I talked to him, I was like, hey, like I kind of want to do my own songs for Carmageddon. Maybe we can like look into that or whatever. And he was like, yeah. But then like time went by and like nothing really happened. And I mean, I could have enforced it more, like push it more. But at the end of the day, like we never got my songs done. And then that's how we got CeeLo Green, Forget You. And that's why I sang that one song, because I wanted to do my part besides trombone. And then I talked to him again. And I was like, you know what? Like maybe I think it's time for me to do my own thing. And it was the toughest thing I had to do because, one, I was going by myself into this, like, oh, like, my own music, my own stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be obviously different from Carmageddon and Ska. But I had told him, like, yeah, I kind of want to do my own thing. And, you know, me and Tweety started, we had, like, a cover of a, not a cover, I had wrote songs. We learned My Valentine.
I love that song.
And then we did.
Let's play one of your songs.
Right? Me and Hiro did Cups. You can. It's on Spotify. Yeah, Spotify.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them are on there.
Regret.
Not regret. I think regret's locked. But I can.
I can unlock it.
Just give me a second. All
right. Unlock it now.
But yeah, I wanted to do my own thing, and I wanted to write my own music. Yeah, and then Twitter was double dipping because he wanted to like help me and, you know, do the piano parts and then even the block of the baka box.
Well, my talent ended up being was not like coming up with ideas specifically, but editing people's ideas and just like, what if we do this instead? Or what if we just like change that a little bit?
Yeah.
Dial it in. I help people dial it in. That's like my thing now. So
I had no talents. I just showed up.
Yeah, he was just like a potato.
Do you remember that one time y'all laughed so hard at me because I popped a pimple and then I was bleeding and it was like the blood was dripping down my face?
I don't remember that.
And y'all were just laughing so hard at me.
I don't remember that.
I was just sitting in Axel's couch.
Bleeding out.
And then, because I popped,
remember that.
I popped a pimple and it was like down my cheek, the blood. And then y'all like,
the blood.
And then I was like, wow, we're laughing. And then they're like, your blood. And then I wiped it off and I was like, oh, it's a pimple. And y'all were laughing so hard. I remember I cry every night.
Anyways.
So I wanted to do my own thing. And I wanted to. So in college, I was the limit. And then I found out the limit was a thing before me. Like someone had it.
Oh, it was that one then.
And then, so we had all that. And then I switched over to L23, was limited to three because that's whenever we brought Hero into it. So it was us three.
I didn't do a single thing.
That's okay. And then now
Hero tried to learn guitar and never did.
And then
now my girlfriend bought me.
Now I just have.
And you still don't practice?
Nope. I tried, but it's hard. Go ahead. Sorry.
Now I just have my own music now. Guerrero music. So you want to check it out?
OG music.
But this one, these.
With a little side credit of Tweety.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this in there. Yeah, thanks Tweety for some of the songs. But Regret, you know, that one's my favorite. And then these,
I don't know how to find it.
I wanted to do like raw, like recordings, like, because I didn't know how to like edit all the way correctly. So I was like, you know what, like I want to do this. And I was like a very depressed boy. So I did raw recordings because... I meant SoundCloud. Yeah, SoundCloud.
Oh,
my bad.
I was like, damn, you're on Spotify.
No, that I'm not ready for
you
that.
You said Spotify.
Yeah, I know. I know what I said. I meant SoundCloud.
And but
soon, I am wanting to, you know, get.
That's another thing we can do too.
Second album.
Oh,
well, if you want to hear my music,
those, like remaster your music,
it'll be in the description below as well.
I don't have SoundCloud.
Oh no!
Oh my god! Who doesn't have SoundCloud?
Don't let it real quick. We're talking. I'm just kidding. But yeah, like, so that was my thing. I had like a whole bunch of songs. My personal favorite was, Not the One for You, man, classic. Dario Likes You or Her.
Mine's my, the Valentine.
My Burden. Heroes is My Valentine.
That's amazing.
Tweety's is, I don't know.
I forget. I always forget the name of it.
Nah, you don't listen to it.
I mean, I think Daryl's the only one that listens to my music.
I listen to your music. I just actively don't brag about it.
I want you to brag about it, right? Nah. I want you to brag about it, right?
He wants you glazing.
I want you. But yeah, I mean, I think Carmageddon like kind of helped me realize that I wanted to write music on my own. Well, with the help of Tweety and then, you know, Hero coming in with Regret. And, you know, I took a break from it because I really wanted to focus on these garlic for a bit, you know? Well, not for a bit, like, obviously for like, a long time, right? But I don't know, like, I've been feeling like it's time for me to come back. And,
yeah.
Like, legit, like, so this first album that I have out, like I said, there are raw takes. But, like, now I want to, like, work on these songs, remaster some, like Tweety said, and just, like, you know, just go for it.
Now that we've got some
more tech. Yeah, like, I just want to go in there and just, you know, I'm just going to imagine that.
I need a fucking drum set, bro.
You need more than that. No, I was kidding.
Yeah, I do. I need drumsticks too.
But while we're waiting for Hero to play Regret, I mean, let us know in the comments or in Spotify now and Anchor what you think about our adventures in Carmageddon. And
if you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah, if you have any questions, let us know. If you want us to
Want us to perform at your birthday, your birthday party,
just know you're missing six people, but it will be there.
I'm just gonna show my phone and play it on the speaker.
I know, right? And then after that, we're gonna go ahead and you know, book tours for the reunion. We're gonna go on like different high schools.
I still think it would be cool to do that.
Go on tour?
No, okay,
never
tour.
Too late. Like, we can go to Houston, I guess, South Houston, Pasadena,
Deer Park,
Southeast Side. I was kidding.
LaPorte,
Texas.
Friendswood,
Clear Lake. Where's Gangway? Is that? I mean, Galaxy Guys Gaming.
Galaxy Eyes. Katy,
Texas for sure. For sure.
Oh, we'll play at Galaxy Game.
Oh, shit. That's stupid.
But yeah, if you have any questions about our music, Carmageddon's music, it will be in the link will be over there to listen at your own discretion. And then if you want to listen to my music, go ahead. And if you want to listen to Tweety's music, go ahead.
I do want to do like drum cards and stuff.
Drum cards?
Covers.
Oh, drum covers. Are they something else, though?
I mean, other than, like, helping you with your original stuff, I do really want it. Two drum covers, but I have nowhere to play.
Oh, you can play an airstream whenever he goes to college.
Oh, yeah. and then he just has nowhere to live.
Yeah, I know, right? When he comes home, he's going to be full of music stuff. I know. Music instruments in there. But
his stuff is out in the closet, like somewhere, or outside.
No, it's in the shed in the back. Oh, sorry. I had, like, some technical difficulties.
Mainly,
I didn't have that happen.
It's Hero. Again.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Insert sponsors here.
That's right. We don't have any. Oh, no, yeah. I was kidding it.
Nah. But you could be the first.
You could be the first to be our sponsor.
We'll do almost anything.
For and I mean signed into anything. The account. I already have.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's okay, friend.
Here, you look for it.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
Can cut this off anyway.
We don't have to cut it off, though.
Yeah, we do.
Your
mom.
I'll put regurgitate. No.
Regurgitate.
Okay. Yeah, ready.
Yeah.
So this is the product of me and Hero writing a song called Regret, and it's about regret, and it's always going to be about regret. So
the main theme is also regret.
I take a last sip of my drink as I looked around and start to think you were my lover. That sounds better on here. I was kidding.
Yeah, that's because those were old recordings. I've always wondered why I was
filled with love and the things in the world. This is like the fourth or third version that we did. I remember it being faster. I think it's the other recording.
No, I think it does the second part where it speeds up.
Oh, okay. But yeah, that's regret for ya.
I think I still have the original poem.
Yeah. And a trombone. Oh, right here, here.
That was me and Oscar playing. I'm just kidding.
It could be.
No.
Oh, I like that little.
Yeah. I know you would. I made it myself.
That part was me. That one note.
And then same thing. But yeah, so that's regret. A little bit of a teaser, I guess. But like I said, so off of that recording, you can tell like it wasn't fully edited. It wasn't fully like, you know, like the
fleshed out.
Yeah. So the plan is to literally like go in there and like do it right. And like I said, we'll probably go back and remaster regret. We'll probably go back and remaster you or her or. Not the one for you or my Valentine. My Valentine? Oh my gosh. No, never mind. No story time.
That one's got enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Remakes.
That's enough. That had like 5 remakes. But I guess I wanted to keep it. Was like a thing where I wanted to do every year and make it different every single time. And then I was like, okay, I'm still single, so it's not working out.
Nobody's taking the hint.
So yeah, I mean, I think we're Gucci there. We just rag money. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and end the episode with the song of the week. You know how it goes. We're all taking turns picking the song of the week, and for this week we're gonna have Tweety go ahead and end the night, day, morning, afternoon.
It's Rayquaza.
Rayquaza by Pokemon.
I still have the notes from the draft. It's gonna be I Wish I Didn't Know You by Shy Martin.
I like that song.
And it was a random song that me and Oscar came across because we were playing like a little game where just like pick a random album that released.
Yeah.
And then we found it. We listened to it and we were rating through
the album.
Yeah.
Was it the EP or album?
I think it was.
Cause I remember it was short.
Yeah, it was pretty short. I don't know if it was technically. It was
pretty
an EP.
Average. No, I was kidding. Yeah.
I mean, it was 7, so.
Well, all righty. Hope you enjoyed our history with Carmageddon and the birth of Oscar Earl music. And the birth of our friendship and the downfall of our band.
And the crumble of fall.
Yeah.
The crumble needs guardians. This is our last episode. Fuck you, bitches. I fucking hate you, piece of shit.
All right, see you tomorrow. No, just kidding. All right. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.